So what should we put on the agenda then for today? We need to put that
yeah.
you just mentioned. So your friend.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
And Jo.
She just has this way of making me feel inadequate sometimes. I don't know if she's deliberately doing it, but...
Shall we come back to that?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about anything else today, Wendy? We need to talk about that, don't we?
Yeah, I will talk about my...
homework.
Yeah, because that's... I've been quite good.
Anything else? Anything you want to talk about the weekend with you? Or is that appropriate to how you're feeling, do you think? You mentioned your... weekend away with you.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about that because there was an incident in the car with my husband.
Okay, so we need to talk about your friend Jo, we need to talk about your homework, your son and the weekend. Is there anything else you want to cover?
I don't think so.
No?
Not today, no.
Okay, so what did you take from last week?
Well, last week we talked about, didn't we, about me trying to instead of thinking I can't cope with the washing up and then getting in a temper and breaking it, and just switching up and going to sleep, it was...
Sorry.
It's okay.
Hello? No, this is room 7 in the surgery.
So, sorry, what was I saying? Yeah.
Last week, we talked about last week, and you were going to... about the washing up.
Yes, that was it. And so I've been doing some thinking about... I mean, I haven't put it into practice because my mood hasn't dropped like that, but I've been thinking about... because I know it's going to come round.
Yes.
I never know when.
No.
So I've been thinking that when it does, I will perhaps try and think, right, I can't cope with this now, so rather than switch everything off, I'll try and do something that I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And try and not... get myself all in the stew because I know that I'm not able to do the things that I feel I ought to be doing. Because to be doing anything is better than to curl up and not do anything, which is what I tend to do.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I'm in the lounge, I'll close the curtains and just curl up in a ball and I won't answer the phone or the door. I can't.
No,
I mean, that's when then I really feel like crying if someone's coming to the house because I can't deal with it. So I did a lot of thinking.
Hard.
Yeah, so I did a lot of thinking about that.
So do you think it's something you could try? You're going to
I'm definitely going to try that because it is like the one, if I do one thing. So I'm going to try and, I mean, I won't deny that I have the odd negative thoughts because I know how low I can be and how hard it can be to put yourself in a positive thought of mind when it gets that severely low. But I'm going to try and look out for if there is, if I feel a bit tearful, I'm going to be thinking, is that it getting ready? So maybe I could prep myself for it a bit more.
Yeah.
Which is not always, I'm not always able, but sometimes I do realise that I might have been a bit cross with someone needlessly or I sometimes get the feeling that I don't want to do anything.
Mm.
I feel like I've got no energy, and I think, is this because my mood's dropping?
So that's like your trigger.
Yeah.
You think, that's an early warning, isn't it?
I mean, I've been quite good, because I had one day this week that I did feel like that, but I sort of couldn't get going, you know, I got up, I think it took all my energy to get up, and then I had all these things going in my mind that I thought I was going to be doing, like tidying the house, and then I might go to the garden and do some gardening, And then I was thinking, I wonder if I could see about a keep fit thing, and was getting all the, and I just never did any of it. I just sat down for hours, and then I thought, this is not good. You know, I'm just going to get worse. So I did fight back.
Oh, well done.
On that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And I think I went into the garden for a bit.
Oh, right. So
and then was thinking
it.
About what you'd said. Yeah, so I have, I suppose, tried it, yeah. And then I came indoors, and then I did start getting on with things, so...
So do you think that did it seem to work?
I think it definitely helped, I mean, and the mood seemed to, not go any lower.
Mm.
So whether it was going to really drop, as it can, you see, the thing is sometimes I can get a bit like that and then I can snap out of it. It's when it's sort of I can't explain it, really can't say, but when it really is determined to drop, I say it as, I call it an it because I don't know what I'm dealing with. it does seem to suffocate me, and it does drain me completely, and I really can't cope at all at the time.
So it'd be interesting when, if
to try it then.
And
I'm definitely determined to do that. Yeah. As I say, I just get a little bit frightened because I know how positive I can be when my mood is fairly good. And I know how negative I can be, and I mustn't let the, because I did think about, as you were saying, we've all got positives and negatives, and maybe when you get depressed, you tend to, it's all negative, isn't it? So I'm trying to be aware of what we're talking about, where that's concerned, so that when it comes, as I know it will, I'll be able to deal with it a bit better. Time will tell on that.
Yes, but it will. So we'll have to wait and see when it does start to go. But I think, you're right, aren't you? If you can recognise it, if you can recognise this,
because when my mood's good, I mean, I know it sounds crazy to anyone else, but I'm so proud because I can shower and do my teeth and normal things like that. Whereas when I'm low, I just can't, and I feel like I'm just disgustingly filthy, just sat in a ball, you know. And it's
horrible.
So it's not a good, place that I'm at then, you know. But.
No.
But on the positive, the last 2 weeks has not been like that. So I had that day or two, you know, I didn't like that. But I've managed to, like, come through them.
Oh, well done for doing that. That's brilliant.
Yeah, so that was good.
That's good. So that's what you've taken from last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So what about how you've got on with this week that you've been doing?
Well, Wednesday I met my husband after I saw you. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
And we had lunch and everything seemed all right between us. And Thursday, my mum come, and we went to my little cleaning job for my brother, and so that was all good.
So everything went well there.
Yeah.
So you left house in the morning to visit son and partner for the weekend.
That was for the weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a long trip. My husband had gone all round the houses, and it was about 4 hours, and I was aching, and he knows perfectly well that I have this degenerative thing in my neck.
Mm.
And so if I'm in a position for too long, my shoulders and neck starts playing up.
Oh, right.
So I needed to have a break. Right. And he didn't want to stop, but he did in the end,
did this
roadside thing, which I wouldn't, but I was calm. I wanted to say, this is dreadful food, I don't want it, but I thought I'm going to have to remain calm because I'm trying to work with him because of how he's been.
So is that the bit you wanted to talk about in a minute then, that happened at the weekend? So we can go over that, can't we? But your mood is still good.
It is still good,
Oh, nice. Yeah, there we go. So had the headache, that was your headache all weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all weekend, and I know that again is because I need to try and control the codeine a bit better, see if I can have less of them, which is a battle in itself.
Yes, it's very hard that, isn't it?
Yeah, because you sort of deal with the pain. And the thing was, I kept taking the painkiller because it was giving me a headache, but on the same score, it wasn't helping me going to the toilet. So it meant that I'm suffering now with the IBS because of that. That can flip from one to the other. So, you know, that's been quite embarrassing sometimes if I've been out and I need to get to the loo quick. You know, I never had that before.
No.
But
I can't.
Codeine works better for pain for me most of the time, unless it's like a, you know, I mean, obviously I've been on them for about 17, 18 years. So when I probably am addicted to them.
Yeah.
And when I, you know, every time I dwell on that, I get upset because, you know, I don't like being on tablets, but I have to take certain ones.
Mm.
And, but I feel I could sometimes maybe, but I do try and say, oh, can you go another hour, Wendy? How bad is the pain? Or is it just that you're itching for the tablets, you know?
Try that.
It's trial and error.
It's a hard one, that one, with the codeine, isn't it? Because
that
will affect you. So, headache's still there. Say goodbye. A couple of breaks on the way home. So you're still pretty good, though.
That was,
it?
I felt a little
bit good.
I felt a little bit sad, but I think it was the headache pulling me down. Sometimes I do think that my health can pull me down mood-wise, you know, because you just get sick of, I don't know, you think, when's it going to go?
Yeah, very frustrating, isn't it, for you? And did you, and morning mood okay, but slow to get going. Did a few jobs around
that was the day I was really low, I think I went in the garden, I came in and started doing a few jobs around the house.
Yeah.
So it started picking up a bit.
Start doing that again. And then you started to do some knitting.
Yes, I did do some knitting. Yes, I started my first winter scarf when it comes.
Oh, really? Yeah. So your mood lower, but it's still six.
Yes, it's still six, so I think that's above average. You know, that's quite good, isn't it, for me?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'd say low would probably be below five.
Five, yeah.
But when it gets really, really bad, then it is, like, on the very bottom scale.
Yeah.
When I'm really excited and happy and I've achieved something that I feel I've really, really had to work at, I say, oh, my mood's really good. It's 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
But if I'm just coping with some things but not with others, then I would say it was 8 or 9, you know.
Great. Yes.
This is all a bit long-winded, so don't worry about that. What it was is I was very upset with my daughter last night.
Right.
Basically, her and her partner had the day off.
Right.
Work.
Yeah.
And my husband's having to put all new heating and new boiler, and it's a long, going to be a long process with everything ickledy-pickledy that I'm trying to deal with, mm-hmm. calmly, and was. But I was did a lot of gardening, a lot of cleaning up, washing, all of this kind of thing. Her partner had the day off, so he cooked a quick stir-fry. And I said to her, I hope you're going to help me with washing up, young lady. She'd spent half the morning in bed. Not that I haven't done that when I've been low, but she spent half the morning in bed. She just walks around. Mm-hmm. She's my daughter, and I love her, but she walks around like she's a princess. She looks to look beautiful. Uh-huh. And he indulges that, her partner.
Right.
And she didn't help me with the washing up. I went in the garden, I came in, and she slipped off upstairs. We're back with her sewing, her cross stitch.
Oh, really?
And I was very annoyed about that.
Because
I was tired.
On here as well. Then.
Yeah, I was very, very tired and fed up with that. Because
with the daughter.
So as a result, it was about 10:30 when I sat down yesterday.
Oh, because you were busy working all that.
Yeah, and then I sort of like, and I thought, I can't leave the washing up, I've got my counselling tomorrow. You know, so I was sort of like to be in the bags prepping all the time. So I cleaned up, and then I went and had a shower, and it was getting late, and I was almost going to put the shower off, and I thought, I can't, I'm black, I've been in the garden, I've just changed all my nice bedding. So I had the shower, I can never go straight to sleep, so I ended up sitting up till I think it was about 11:30, 11:45, went to sleep, woke up at 1:15, I have no idea, sometimes it does that.
No, sometimes,
and then went back to, well, I fell asleep actually, sat up, so my neck was all, and then my husband actually kindly gave me a massage, and made me a cup of tea about 6, and then I've been going again, so
you're doing well then, after all that.
Yeah.
So is that still useful doing this for you?
Yes, it is, yes. I think it is useful to put it down on paper,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so what do you think it shows you? What do you think?
Well, I think it showed me that my mood hasn't been so bad the last 2 weeks, and that, yes, it started to drop with the headache, and, you know, but still I've not gone to that rock bottom. You've managed to
turn it round,
and,
haven't you?
And I, you know, I know it's just housework and gardening, but I did overdo it in the garden, I must admit. But I am supposed to pace myself. But this is where I try. I get that. Oh, I want to do things and be busy, and then relax and do
what I want to do
after, knowing that that is all done.
Yes.
And
of course,
when my mood is good, I'm fairly able to cope with that. And anything else I take on is a bonus. And I always say that, because I do think I keep thinking that I don't know if it's because how much I want to, how much I think I should do something part-time. I know I've done part-time work before, and it's been beneficial.
So that's something you might do in the future.
But obviously with the...
If we've got time.
But it's the working with the it's where I got bullied out of that last job as well, and I've had that happen a couple of times, and I did at least fight back last time. But I mean, what can you do when you don't get any support at work?
It's really hard, isn't it?
I think that has plagued me, because we're talking some years ago that I did this
you
job.
You did it, yeah.
But it still haunts me. That woman still haunts me. Yeah.
So,
you know, it's not easy, but this is why I think about a course.
Yes, that would be good. Yeah, a course would be good. So we need to talk about your friend Jo.
Yeah.
You've done your homework.
I've done my homework.
You've done, you need to talk about your son, what happened when you went for the weekend. The argument with your daughter, we've got quite a lot to cover, haven't we?
Yeah.
And I wanted to concentrate a bit more on the thoughts today.
Yeah.
Perhaps, because you want to... yeah. to do that, don't you? Yeah. One of your goals is to challenge, be able to challenge yourself.
Challenge, yeah, to try and
things. Yeah. So what one should we do first? So, I mean, how long do you think we should allocate to your friend
Joe?
Right,
well, we won't need long for Joe. I mean, basically, she came around.
Let's do that first.
Yeah,
then,
we'll do that first. She came around to visit me.
Then your son?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then your daughter.
Yeah.
And what do you think? 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got about 3/4 of an hour, I would say.
Right.
We'll make it a bit longer. So, I mean, 10 minutes for your friend Joe. How long do you think for your son?
Not very long at all. It wasn't a big deal with my son, so it was...
So we'll just put 10 minutes again and we'll just see.
Yeah.
And what about your argument with the daughter? Is that the worst one?
Yes, I think so.
Right, so we need longer for that one then, do
yeah.
we? So what shall I put?
I don't know. 15. All
right, we'll do 15. Okay. So... What happened? So, would you want to do your friend Joe first, then your son, then your daughter? Are you sure you don't want to change them around or anything?
I don't know. No, we'll see how it goes. I'll probably be fine like that. I'll start with Joe, yeah.
We'll start with Joe and see how we get on. All right then. So what happened?
Well, she came to visit me.
So, Joe visited.
Yeah. And another friend had invited us to dinner. And it cancelled, and she keeps doing this.
Right.
So my friend Jo got really angry about it and was saying, "Oh, you've heard then?" And I said, "Yeah." And I'm really fed up with her, and she's just angry at everybody. I mean, she's getting counselling anyway, but she was angry at everyone. And then basically, she came out within the kitchen. You know, I always do the running around for everyone. Not being funny, Wendy, but no one does it anything for me. Everyone seems to think Joe will be all right. She's all right, you know.
Yeah.
And she's including me when she's saying this, you see. And I'm...
Well, that's how
yeah.
you see
and
it.
I think, no, I do put myself out for her when I can.
Of course,
The trouble is that she does a lot of things to herself. And then you can't, you know, and I don't drive. So, you know, she lives at Weston, I live at Thornhill. She knows that I have a problem going out sometimes, you know. What she means by running around, I don't know. I mean, she has done jobs for me and I've done things for her, you know. I mean,
friendship.
God, when her kids were young, I looked after them so she could go to college and I've done lots of things.
So it sounds like she came round.
Yeah, and she just wanted to vent some anger, I think.
Yeah, sounds like she wanted to vent some anger.
Yeah.
And she said some things that weren't very helpful.
And then she kept saying, oh, I'm just angry today. And but, you know, it is true, Wendy. Everybody, you know, everyone seems to... I've got no one to... Because she's divorced from my brother and on her own now. But I've got no one to do this. I've got no one to do that. No one to hold my hand. And it's like...
So when she first said that, because that sounds like it was quite hurtful or made you feel...
Yeah, I felt angry because as well, I wanted to say, well, I hope you're not including me, Joe, because you know I care. I constantly text you to see how you are.
Yeah.
I try to do what I can, but I'm ill myself and, you know, I'm trying to work with that as well. And she knows all that, you know, and... There are times when you want to help each other and sometimes it's impossible for some reason, isn't it?
So what we need to think about for changing your thoughts is that when you're in that situation, your friend came round.
Yeah.
She's saying, she's venting her anger really, isn't she?
Yeah.
And it's making you feel very angry and hurt. And any other feelings that you're getting there?
Oh, just it makes me feel unsure about the relationship with her, you know, but, you know... Is she using me sometimes, you know, because she used to go to this other friend a lot, but now this other friend's got the boyfriend and I don't know, it's all changed, she's really changed and don't hardly see Joe at all, but she used to say that, yeah, but you used to come around every day, see, Joe, unlike a lot of us, we're happy to stay home.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Dawn was a bit like me in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
And when she's low like me, she don't want to see people.
No.
Joe likes to go out all the time and is not happy really at home.
Okay.
You know,
so what we need to say, it sounds like it was very, made you very unsure, hurtful, and very angry with her.
Yeah, it did.
So what we need to do is sort of think about that situation and think about what were the first thoughts. So when she started saying, I always do the running around for everybody.
Yeah.
What was the first thing that came into your mind then? What was the first thought? It's hard to do in retrospect.
Well, I thought she's heading that at me as well, because she didn't.
She means me.
She means me.
She means me. So she means me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did that make you feel angry? Did it?
Yeah, mummy. Yeah. I did feel quite angry about that.
Do you remember what other thoughts you had just at that moment?
Well, I thought I wanted to say to her, I hope you don't mean me, Jo, because you know damn well I do care. But I didn't say that to her. I don't know why. No, well, I thought she was too angry, and I'm not very good at confrontation, I'm afraid. You know,
No, it's difficult, isn't it? So what else? What other thoughts did you have? She means me as well, makes you feel angry. I hope you don't mean me.
I felt threatened, the friendship threatened for some reason.
And if the friendship was threatened, what would that mean to you? What would that say about you?
Well, I think I would totally be on my own, because she really is the only one that I really do see a lot of outside the family. You know, she really is. We talk about a lot. She knows loads about me. Whereas I try not to give myself away too much now anymore. I learnt that a long time ago, but she knows quite a bit about me.
Mm-hmm. So what would that say about you? So if you were on your own, what would that mean? What would that say about you?
Well, I think I've failed in some way.
So it's that I'm a failure?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, because that's how she makes you feel. So I said to you before, she'll say things like, you know, we're not all lucky enough to have a husband that works and keeps us. So that makes me upset, and I think, what's she saying? I'm a kept woman. I suppose I am. What can I do to, you know, I get really upset about it more than anything.
So I'm a kept woman.
Yeah.
And you said you're angry and upset.
Yeah.
I'm a kept woman. So what happened was, Jo came round. She was venting off her anger and saying, I always do running around, no one does anything for me. And you thought, she means me as well, and you felt really angry.
Yeah, straight away, yeah.
I hope you don't mean me. Were you hurt by that, or angry still?
Yeah, I was hurt, yeah.
You were hurt. I felt threatened, so you were unsure of the relationship.
Yeah.
And you felt you were, and ultimately it would mean you were a failure if the relationship broke,
yeah.
And I'm a kept woman was another thought. Yeah. She said something else.
Yeah, because it does bring home in on other things that she says, like, you know, these remarks that she puts in sometimes like that.
Yeah. And how angry would you say you felt out of 10?
I was about 7. Quite angry.
And hurt? How hurt were you out of 10?
About 9, because, you see, the thing is I dwell on it, I suppose, but I shouldn't.
So you go over and over it, do you?
Yeah.
And unsure, how unsure were you?
About 9.
And upset? How upset were you?
About 9, I was upset.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things we can do is, it's called thought challenging.
Yeah.
And normally we would get you to perhaps write it yourself.
Yeah.
But because of your dyslexia, should would that be better? So, if we just put Jo visiting, yeah?
Yeah.
And the thoughts that went through your mind. So, I mean, shall I write them all down? What are the main ones then? She means me as well?
Yeah, she means me as well. And, you know, I suppose in my anger I was thinking, I hope you don't mean me. I just didn't say it to her.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to.
But you still went
through
your mind.
Because I was afraid, actually, that she would say, well, yes, I do. And I wasn't in a challenging mood, because I was in a good mood, you know. I didn't want to be like.
No.
Not very often I do challenge her, because she's quite violent. When she gets going, and I'm not, so, I mean, I can be in a temper sometimes when I'm upset, but I'm not vicious to anyone, I don't hit out, normally.
No.
But I'm likely to hurt myself or things, objects, rather than people, you know.
Yeah, in any
But she can be quiet, you know, and...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to respect it, because she's got a lot going on, but, you know, she...
Yeah.
I don't know. one day she's talking away to you, and you know, she's like, no, I know you've had it hard, Wendy, and you know, I know you do this, I know you do that. And then another time she's sort of like telling me, you know, I'm lucky because of this and lucky because of that, and you know,
and all that. I suppose what we're trying to do with this is we're trying to, when the situation is happening, so when you're in the middle of the situation, what we're trying to grasp is your first thoughts, the thoughts that make you feel the worst. So that thought, she means me as well, made you feel angry.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Seven. And you thought, I hope you don't mean me as well. And was that anger or hurt? Do you think
it was more hurt than more anger, hurt. That, yeah.
And that was nine, was it?
Yeah.
That one. And you felt threatened, so unsure about the relationship, that was nine.
Yeah.
And that would mean you would be, if you were, the relationship floundered, you'd be on your own.
Yeah.
And you'd be a failure, and you'd be, but you also have thoughts of being a kept woman.
Yeah.
Makes you feel upset. So did you have all those thoughts in that situation yesterday?
Yeah, she did. She planted all them there in the short space she was there.
So is there, I mean, we haven't really talked about the way of thinking.
Mm.
Do you think, you know, with the only one with, do you think there's a certain way that you're trying to think in this situation? So when you think, she means me as well, is there any way of that you think you're doing in that situation?
Well, I was thinking perhaps I could do more for her, but I have done things before for her. I've gone down there and cleaned all her house and everything. But
no,
she...
I don't mean that. I mean more, we have different ways of thinking.
Yeah.
Especially when we're depressed. And one of the ways that people do when they're depressed is they often think they know what the other people's thinking.
Yeah, I do get that because I've been accused of that, and I do know. I think I can get
so
like that.
So do you think that might be an example of?
I don't think so. Yesterday.
You think she meant it?
Yeah, I do think she meant it yesterday. She was very angry. She's very blunt with what she says. I mean, I would not be that blunt to someone because it's hurtful. I think.
Mm.
On the other hand, she thinks I'm just being honest.
Mm.
You know, people do just think, I mean, a lot of the friends do perhaps think that old Joe will manage, but I don't think that's true totally, because, there's a couple of girls that have helped her out, their friends, she's got many friends, whereas I don't have a wide circle of friends, because I'm very unsure and stuff like that, so she's my closest friend.
Yeah, so that's important to you, isn't it? And that's what we're looking at.
It is important to me what she thinks about me, you know.
Of course it is. But
and I know she was angry, but I think she did mean, all of us, like, we all just think that she can just get on with it.
Yeah.
But when we're ill, she runs around.
Mm.
But she puts herself in this position. I'll do so-and-so, I've got the car, I'll do this. And then when she's angry like that, she'll say, no one does it for me. Well, it's not the same situation. I don't have a car to run down there in 2 minutes, you know.
No, of course not.
She lives at Weston, I live at Thornhill.
Exactly. So it's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose in this situation, we have no control over what she's doing, do we?
No.
All we can do is think about what you're doing and what works, what works for you and what doesn't work for you.
I just agreed to everything with her and I was like, you're right. I didn't really believe that. Not for myself, I didn't believe it. But I thought, I don't want to antagonise her anymore, you know.
I
wanted her to go, but I was hoping she wasn't going to stay long, to be honest. I wanted her to go.
Okay. I want her to go.
Yeah.
And how did that make you feel when you thought, I want her to go?
I didn't feel particularly angry when I felt that. I thought, she's obviously in one of those, her moods.
Yeah.
And they're not good to be around her when she's like that.
She is in a mood.
Yeah.
So how would you say you felt then? Not really angry.
No, I was more sort of like, I suppose I was more hurt by what she'd said. And I'd calmed down a bit by then, but I did think, I hope she don't stay long, I want her to go. Because I've had a busy day.
I've still
got things to do, and she's just going to get me. She's going to make me low.
Yeah.
In fact, she did say in the garden, "Oh, I hope I'm not bringing you down."
Mm.
You know.
Yes. So, okay. So you felt very hurt.
Yeah.
By that, and do you think that was still nine at that stage? So in that situation, then it sounds like, which was the worst thought for you? Which is the one that makes you feel the worst? Because what we're trying to do is grab the thoughts. When you first get them, the one that causes you the worst emotion.
I suppose it was that first one when she said that.
What she means me as well.
Yeah, when
she
I thought
means
when
me
I, yeah.
as well. And you felt angry. 7.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Do you think 7 out of 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how much do you believe that she means me as well?
No, I believe she meant me at that time.
Yeah, so it's 100% yeah. belief in that.
But I know that she knows that there's only so much I can do, but I think she thought she just had to say it.
Yeah.
That we all just think she can get on with it. Hmm. We don't think that.
But we don't think that. But I suppose now we kind of, to try and, because this is what we kind of hope to that you'll be able to do
yeah.
eventually, you know, sort of to do for yourself. So it's working out which is the thought, first of all, that is got the most affect. So for you, you said that first thought, didn't
yeah,
you?
It was, yeah.
So when she was visiting, she's venting all that anger. She means me as well, and I felt angry.
Yeah, she was angry from the moment she got out of the car.
Yeah. So was there any evidence? So now we look at evidence or reasons to support the thought, and we look at reasons that don't support the thought.
Right.
And we kind of think, you know, is there a different way of looking at it?
Yeah.
Because in the moment, it's, you know, we look yeah. at things in a very different way, don't we?
Yeah.
Because when you look back on it now,
yeah.
you know, because I know when you were talking about it, you could feel you were getting all
yeah.
angry and
yeah.
sort of agitated when you were talking about it.
Yeah.
But when you look back on it now, do you see it differently? You can rationalise it more, can't you?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I know she's under a lot of stress at the moment. So
yeah.
she's had a lot going on. So I'm trying to let that sort of overcome it, and my friendship with her really, because
yeah.
I don't want to, you know, I really don't want it to spoil the friendship, silly no, little thing like that, because I can get hurt easily.
Yeah.
So
do you take things
I'm quite,
very personally?
Yes, I do. I'm quite sensitive
very,
like that.
Very personally.
And you know, it's, you know, she's seen me very angry and upset at times. I mean, I don't vent it at her, but she. She's more direct than me.
Yes, then you're more direct.
Yeah.
So, okay, so then we're looking at evidence that supports the thought. So the thought is, the one that's worse for you was, she means me as well. So is there any evidence you've got that she meant you as well? She was very angry, wasn't she? Should
yeah.
I put that down?
Yeah, she was very angry. And she said that, I'm not being funny, Wendy, which usually means she is being funny. Whenever you say that to someone, it's like an annoying thing to say, really. You know, because it's like, it's more or less saying, I'm not, you know, well, it is. It's more or less saying, I don't want to say it, but, yeah, even you, Wendy, think, you know, oh, Joe will be all right, you know.
So she said some horrible things.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said unhelpful things.
Mm.
Okay, so any other evidence to say she means me as well?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it is just, I've known her a long time, her character. And she's pretty blunt, she's pretty direct, so, she, you know, what she should, you know, she could have said, even you, Wendy, she might as well have said that, I thought.
But she didn't. That was the worst for, even you, Wendy.
Maybe that is
that
what I actually,
talk.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She didn't actually say.
She didn't actually say that. You see.
But that's what you heard.
That's really what I heard. I think even you.
Even you. And I suppose that's the same. Is that the same?
Yes, it is. She means me as well. Yeah.
Yeah, even you.
Yeah.
So the evidence that supports that she means me as well is that she was very angry.
Yeah.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
And she did say some unhelpful things.
She did. Yeah.
But I suppose evidence that she doesn't mean you as well. I suppose that's the evidence.
The evidence would have been she would have said, I don't mean you, because she has said that about other things with me, I don't mean you.
So did she say that to yesterday?
No.
She didn't say that?
No, she didn't say, I don't mean you.
But she said, I don't want to bring you down, I don't mean you.
She did say that in the garden, I don't want to bring you down.
She said, I don't want to bring you down.
Yeah.
So is there any other evidence that she doesn't mean you as well? She likes to vent her anger.
She does like to vent her anger.
She wanted to vent her anger. So I don't want to bring you down. she wanted to vent her anger.
Yeah.
And she is, that's her that's way her, of doing it.
It is
her
characteristic of her, yeah.
And it's her character to do that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. She's very loving person.
And what would your other friends, this dog, I mean, what would...
See, Dawn wouldn't have not. Dawn wouldn't have had that approach, but Dawn would have said, "You know, I sometimes think that people don't care." Mm-hmm. She wouldn't have said like that. She wouldn't have. Well, she's not like.
Would she have taken?
She would have taken what Joe said the same.
What would she advised you to do? Do you think? What would Dawn have said if she'd heard?
She probably would have just said, "Oh, she's obviously on one." You know, I don't see Dawn a lot now, but she used to say that to me because. You know, right. So we were a group of four of us when we go away anywhere sometimes. And Dawn and I, we always say that Sue is a real... Sue's very, very direct. You know, if you didn't know her, you'd think you'd be quite frightened of her. I was when I first met her. And Joe's very direct.
She's direct? I can put that down, can't I?
Yeah. So Dawn and I are the ones that, that's all right, even sometimes when it's not. Yeah. We're much more like...
Yeah, sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Avoid it. Yeah. Yeah. So she made the thought was she meant to me as well.
Yeah.
And she was very angry. So supporting the hot thought, she was very angry and she did say unhelpful things.
Yeah.
But she did say, I don't want to bring you down.
She did say that.
She did say that. She did say she wanted to vent her anger and you could hear that she wanted to vent her anger.
Yeah.
And it's her character, it seems to be, to do that, isn't it? She's obviously on one. That's what Dawn would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's very direct. She said that, didn't you? Is there any other evidence that doesn't support it, do you think?
I don't think so, but I don't think that she deliberately meant to hurt me saying it.
No.
Because she hugged me before she left. We always do that, hug, you know. And she has actually invited me to go down on Friday and see her.
Yeah.
So... I think she just was angry.
Yeah.
But she thought that that needed saying, so she said it. And, you know, I mean, it's probably true that she's done more for me or having the car than I have her. So I can see what she means like that. So I will let it go. But it wasn't helpful yesterday.
No. So, but in the moment, when you've got all that anger, it's very hard to do that, isn't it? And
yes,
what
it
they're
is.
Trying to do is help you identify your thoughts when you first get them, the ones that make you feel really terrible, and challenge them at that time, so to try not to let it get you. So if we look at the evidence then for she means me as well, but she was, the evidence for it was she was very angry, she said unhelpful things, but the evidence against it is she said I don't want to bring you down, she wanted to vent her anger.
Yeah.
It's her character to do that, and she does that a lot, doesn't she?
She does,
I'll put that down. She did it last week as well, didn't she? She does that a lot.
Yeah.
She's obviously on one, that would be Dawn. Another person would say, oh, she's obviously on one.
Yeah.
She's very, very direct.
Yeah.
And she didn't deliberately want to hurt you.
No, I don't think she did.
And she invited you out.
Yeah, she's invited me down to hers on Friday.
On Friday. So does that make you think of a more alternative thought? So rather than thinking, she means me as well, is there another thought that would help you in that moment?
Yeah, I suppose I could say, she's just angry. She doesn't mean, she isn't trying to directly tell you that you're rubbish or something, you know.
And how angry, so how would you, so the alternative thought then is she's just angry, she isn't trying to tell you you're rubbish.
Yeah.
And how do you rate your anger when you've looked at all the evidence for and against it? How do you rate your anger then?
Probably about 2, you know, it's in my mind, but I'm
it's
not.
It's come down.
Yeah, it's come down a lot.
And what do you make of that?
I should maybe try and look at why she may have said something and, you know, rather than just dwell on the one thing that she said.
Yes, because you take that really to heart, don't you?
Yeah.
You take it very personally.
Yeah.
And that's often, you know, what we do when when we're feeling very down, and when you have potential to feel down, it makes you feel very down, and that means that you're taking things, like you said, you're very sensitive. You're taking things really, really personally, you're taking them to heart, and getting very angry about that. Even though to somebody else, Dawn, for example, they would just say, oh, she's on one. And just let it go. Wouldn't she? Whereas for you, you take it really, really personally, makes you feel really angry. So if you can, able to challenge it, which is very, it's quite a hard skill. It's a hard skill to learn how to identify your thoughts when you first get them. And another real skill is to think of it in the moment. That's very hard to do, and it needs sort of practice. So we'll be practicing doing it here. So, and then if you can come up with an alternative thought, or she's just angry, she's not trying to tell you you're rubbish, and that brought your anger right down to two. So, do you think that would be helpful to be able to
Yes, definitely. It's a good way of it.
Good way. So, is that quite useful?
Yes, that is useful,
So,
it does make you look at the bigger picture rather than just.
And does it fit in with, I know this is very busy and I'll have to change it. But, you know, that was one of the things you came up with was, if we concentrate on that one. Do you remember we talked about this formulation last week and how things hang together? Do you remember? And one of the things is,
I am a failure.
And because of all the things that have gone on when you were younger. So, as soon as you, you know, how do you think it might fit in with that?
Yeah, because I do think it fit in, because I'll be more sensitive where I've had so much stuff said to me. It means that anything that is said to me, even now I'm old, I'm going to have to, like, think, you know, she didn't really mean any harm, rather than, oh, God, she thinks I'm rubbish, and, you know.
So you immediately go back up here, don't you, and think I'm rubbish. I'm a failure. So that's where you go, and that's why you feel so bad.
So bad.
Does that make that makes you feel really? I mean, what does feeling I'm a failure feel? You know, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, that makes me feel very low when I feel I'm a failure.
It does. So I suppose the difficulty is getting the thoughts, not the the thoughts I'm a failure, because they're low down. You know, they're high up. On there. But the accessible thoughts, the thoughts that really upset you in
at
that
the top,
moment.
In that moment,
Yeah, because they will take you straight there.
Right.
Does that that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And do you think that makes sense on this? I'll rewrite it for you, but does it make sense on that kind of how your early experience
got on the early experience and that,
And then how your moods go up and down, which we're not quite sure about. What about that, are we?
No.
But there's probably things like this may trigger. I mean, what do you think?
I can see the connection there.
Can
you?
And do you think that's something to think about?
Yeah, it is. It's something to work with, It could be, it'd be very helpful, that, to work with that. Yes, because it make me... It will be difficult. If I know someone's deliberately vicious at me, that will be something else. But in something like her case, you know, it would help me not to be so sensitive about the small things, the smaller picture. I mean, it would be different. Well, it would have been different if I was in that situation at work, because that boss deliberately was trying to...
Yeah, that was a different situation, wasn't it? Well, it was such a long time ago as well, wasn't it? So we'd have to look at that separately, wouldn't we? I think. And I'm just aware we've been longer than, really longer than 10 minutes.
Goodness, right,
haven't we? And we've only done the one. We said 10 minutes.
I know, That's crazy,
So I don't think, you know, we have to think about what we're going to do for homework for this week. So do you think we should look at the other events, the other things next week? Or can you see a way of doing something like this would affect the other things?
Yeah, maybe with my son.
So can you remember what you thought there?
Well, this is just because he's... We were very close and he's got his girlfriend, and rightly so. You know, he's really close with her, but I feel a bit like he doesn't have a lot of... time for me. He does, but he's trying to juggle, keep us both happy. And really, she's got to be the important one now, and I've got to stand back. So that is just me letting go.
That's your thinking.
That is my thinking, my oversensitivity there,
It is it? You're being taking things very personally. You think you are. So it could relate to some of those other circumstances as well, couldn't it?
So perhaps I should do some homework with that. Just be aware that,
What do you think? Because we've got these little sheets again, which is a bit small for you, isn't it?
Because I know, but I could still...
Do you think, or do you want to write it and then we'll put it on a...
Yeah.
It's up to you whether you want to write it down in your own
way. Do that, actually. I'll write it down on my book because it's just easier for me, and then we can always put it into, you know...
So what have you got in mind that you think would be useful for you to do? What have you thought about?
Well, I think if... Like, because I will be seeing Joe again, so there will be... conversations coming up, and she will say again, I expect, while she's angry, that no one cares about her, and rather than be hurt by that so much, I will be thinking of the bigger picture now, and I'll work with that, to help me channel not being so hurt.
For this week, do you think, actually, giving you one of these forms and trying to do it would be too much?
I'll definitely try, because it might help situations with my husband as well,
I'm sure it would.
So
how many would you like?
I'll write it in my book, so... Oh, yeah, but I'll still need to know, won't I?
I mean, it's up to you, really, whether... You can either say... You could always write your situation...
And then the positive...
The thought.
The thought.
You could read... Do the thought.
Yeah.
And if you do, if you're able to change the thought, put the alternative thought down.
Yeah.
Or, it may be so painful, it may be so difficult for you, you might find that quite difficult to do.
If it's like that, I'll write the event down.
Just write the event down and just write, try and catch your thoughts, because we need to try and catch your thoughts.
Yeah, I will, the first thought that comes in.
Yeah, and the thought that makes you feel the worst.
Yeah.
Just think about where in the situation, another example might be, I went out to a party and I felt terrible. What was it about that party that made you feel terrible? Was it at the beginning? Was it in the middle? Was it at the end? Was it something that somebody said to you? Was it something that somebody did? What was it about that that made you feel so
bad? That's what I'll do,
does that make sense?
So I'll do that for my homework.
Okay.
If I can take one of these sheets to give me an idea of what I'm writing down. So I keep all this private from my family.
Sure you do. What do you think about still doing that? Because that means a lot.
I'll still do this, the diary.
You still do that?
I think so, yeah.
Because you're finding that quite...
Because it does help me see what positive things... It helps me to see, like, if I get a bad day, it's like, well, you're not like it every day, are you? Because, look, you were like that the other day. So it shows that... It does remind me that I come out of the state that I'm in sometimes.
So it does.
So I think
it's helpful to do that then.
Yes, I think so. So I'll do that for my homework. I'll do that and work on the
thoughts.
Yes, on the thoughts.
Yeah, and you're still going to try that other. When you're feeling low, you're going to try.
I will be using my. I will be channeling that into it. So it's like, I'm feeling low, but what can I do? Do I have to completely switch off like that? I would like to, 1 week, talk to you about how I get about thinking about me, as in my body.
Yes. We haven't really talked about that, have we?
I've been a bit worried about that. I mean, I'm eating fine. I'm eating too much, I think. But
Should we put that for the agenda for next time then?
Yeah.
So I'll put that on. So we'll have to sort of reprioritise next time. Won't we? So how would you like to put it? What, self-image? Or?
Yeah, my self-image.
On the agenda for this next time.
Yeah.
And so what you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
So is there anything that might get in the way of you doing any of those
only if my mood really drops really bad, but then I sometimes can write when I'm angry, so I will still probably write the diary. There'll be something on paper to bring along. Cause
do you think if I photocopy that, would you be able to? Georgie and I could copy so that you've got something to follow.
Yes, that'd be good, yeah.
Would that be useful? We have to go outside to do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
To finish.
Yeah.
So, how was it for you today then, Wendy?
Yeah, it's good, it's positive. It's very positive, yeah.
So, do you think we're getting
things? Yeah, I do. I think that there's things that I can work with challenging the mood and like with when people say things that are not helpful, you know. Try be a little bit less sensitive, and see the situation for what it is. I mean, if it's really, somebody's really being unkind, I should be able to tell them to go or leave. Mm. But I do find that sort of thing hard. But something like this with my friend, it's like, I don't want to end my relationship with her over that. It would be silly, I'm hurt by what she said, but I'm looking at the bigger picture, I can see that she is very direct. I've always known that about her. Mm. I mean, that's always been a little bit touchy with our friendship, that. And she is going through a lot at the moment. Yeah. She is, so.
Yeah. And so sometimes
I sort of know where she... Yeah, I know what that's like. So,
exactly.
I respect that.
You respect that. Yeah. And you know she's having a hard time, which makes a difference, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, then. So, are you okay for next week?
Yep, that's fine. Yeah.
So... next Wednesday.
Is that our fifth or is
it'll be our sixth?
Our sixth one.
Our fifth today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about that too much at the moment.
No.
Because as long as we're making progress.
Okay, then. That's good.
We can review.
That's good.
We can review the situation. So it's the 28th of July.
Yeah.
Wednesday 28th of July at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we can review it. I have got a bit more, I have got some flexibility.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, so if I stop now.